we've done a lot of work over the, I said, over the last number of months, and you know, once we got over the Derry match, it was all systems go for Tyrone, and you know, Tyrone are All Ireland champions. They won it last year. I think the 5 or 6 teams starting the game this year, and it's going to be a difficult, difficult match.
Yeah, a lot of comparisons been made, obviously, and last year would have come up, and obviously there was very little between them. Tyrone got the goal that made all the difference, but both teams have changed quite considerably.
They have, yeah, exactly. Both teams have changed. That's the nature of under-21s. You know, there's a number of lads that we had playing last year that we would like to have been playing this year, but they're out injured. Larkin Connor and Jager O'Connor are both out injured. Kieran Thompson's just still struggling with an injury. Those three played last year. And we still have 4 or 5 of the team that started in last year's final. Tyrone, I think, have about 5 to start in that Ulster final. So, yeah, both sets of players and management would know each other well. And, you know, we do expect a tough, tough battle, as I say, the local derby, the semi-final and Ulster Championship. And, you know, it shouldn't take too much to get the players up for that one.
How has preparations gone in the last couple of weeks since the Derry game and that big scare?
We played well for 40-odd minutes in that game, and, you know, Derry came back at us, got the goal. From our point of view, we felt it was a bad defensive goal to give away, and the second goal was just absolute childish defending, to be quite honest, and a lot of mistakes that led to the goal. And, you know, even when the goal went in, it was, you know, 3 or 4 players on the ball that just probably didn't take the responsibility. And all of a sudden, it's game on. Derry got ahead, but our lads showed great, great character to come back. Other teams probably would have folded after those 2 goals, but no, we kept our discipline and we pushed on forward, and some great driving from the likes of Steve McBrady and Owen Van Gallagher pushing through the middle got us over the line, and a couple of frees near the end. So, yeah, it was great to get over that match. And as I say, once that game was over, we knew Tyrone had beaten Cavan, and it was all systems going up. All preparations then focused on the Tyrone match.
Yeah, and tell me, was it a case of maybe Donegal were coasting at the stage when Derry came back into it, that maybe guys had turned off, or was it maybe more serious, maybe a little bit of weaknesses in defence or deficiencies in defence?
Well, listen, you could look at a number of things. Sometimes you know, we made a number of changes at that time, and I think we did lose our shape, especially when the first goal went in, and you know, the goal was a bad goal to give away, and we would have prided ourselves on having a good defensive system, and you know, we played 5 or 6 really good quality challenge matches and the build up to it, and a couple of matches in the Northwest, and we conceded, I think, maybe 1 goal in about 6 or 7 matches. But to concede 2 goals in the manner we did concede against Derry was very, very disappointing. And we have looked at it, and we've studied it, and we went through video analysis, and I'm sure the lads are sick looking at it at this stage, and I'm hoping that you know, a repeat performance won't be in store on Wednesday night, but because if that happens, then you're out of the championship. So we've got to be very, very tight, we've got to be very disciplined in defence, and you know, we can't afford any of those basic errors.
So obviously a big lesson learned.
I think so, Tom, and that's something that, you know, you can see these things, and you can analyse them, and you know, but at the same time, you know, we want to make sure that it doesn't happen again, and that's what we've been talking about. And I think the lads, you know, the lads have been working really hard on that defensive side, and that was 2 basic individual errors to a degree, and you know, probably a team error in the second goal. There was maybe 3 or 4 different players that made errors that led up to that second goal, but you know, they went in, and as I said, we fought back from it, and we got over the line. I think we were the better side on the evening, and that would have been a travesty if we'd lost that match. But listen, to concede 2 goals in the second half in any championship match and to come out of it, you know, if we do the same against Tyrone next Wednesday night, we'll be gone in the championship.
Tell me, you mentioned obviously Tyrone have what, the 4 or 5 players from last year, but you know, given you've been involved with the minors and for the last couple of years prior to this, I'm sure you know most of the Tyrone fellas fairly well.
Oh yeah, we do indeed. Yeah, we listen. Both sets of management would know both sets of players fairly well. We met them at minor level in the championship 3 years ago, and we met them over the last number of years at minor league and minor championship, and so we would know a lot of the players, and they would know a lot about us. So listen, it's down, once the players cross that white line now on Wednesday night, the responsibility will be with those players. As I say, our lads are in a good place. We would love to have a full squad and everyone available. We have a number of injuries, as we had for the Derry match, but listen, you get over that. There's players within that squad that's fighting hard to get that first 15 or that first 21, and that's the way it's going to be on Wednesday night. And it's going to take a collective effort from everyone involved to get over the line. We know it's a big, big ask. Our Tyrone are going into the match as fairly hot favourites, but listen, we don't mind going in as underdogs, and we're ready for the task at hand.
And tell me, you mentioned Kieran Thompson didn't start the last day because he was struggling with an injury. What level is he at this stage?
Yeah, he's been struggling. He hasn't travelled with the seniors. We have five lads that's been involved at this evening with the seniors against Dublin, and we wait to see how those guys come out of those games, and some of those guys probably could be involved, like Owen Bann, maybe Kieran Gillespie. Michael Carroll travelled to Dublin, Steve McBrearty and Keelan McGonigal, and we just hope that those guys come out of Dublin this evening, and we're back in to do a bit of work tomorrow with them. And hopefully all those players come out of there fit. You mentioned Kieran Thompson. Yeah, Kieran's been struggling. He's been struggling with his knee, and it's something that just needs to be monitored, and he's not 100% fit. Will he talk Wednesday? And possibly, we don't know. We give him up to the last minute to see how where he's at. He's team captain, and he's an important player for us. But he'll not play unless he's 100% fit, to be quite honest. And at this stage, it's probably less than 50-50.
You mentioned there's four or five of the lads away to Dublin with the seniors. Are you happy about that?
Not really. Some you couldn't. Listen, 4 days ahead of the championship. I mean, that's where it's at, and there's not much we can do. We just have to wait and hope that they come out of Dublin, and that those players are all fit to go. And they're very, very important players to us, really, really important. As was shown that last night in Ballybuffet against Derry, those players stood up and were counted, and we can ill afford to lose any more players. And hopefully those guys come through unscathed and are ready to start Wednesday evening.